Adigo operator.
Joined.
Nick.
Joined.
Good morning, Nick. This is Tanya.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. A little sleepy, but good.
I know not the feeling that.
We're starting our dial-outs now.
Conference Center.
Spanish interpreter on English.
Joined.
Matthias.
Joined.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm just checking who we have on the Spanish channel.
We have José Luis and Sergio.
Thank you. Do you know who Augustine is?
Doesn't ring a bell to me.
Here it says there's an Augustine in the Spanish channel. He's calling from Argentina. Maybe somebody new.
Not that I know of.
New people are always good.
Yeah.
Joined.
Hello, Carlton.
He's not here yet.
Ah, hello, Nick.
Good morning, though.
Good morning.
The agenda looks a little funny.
I added something.
No, I just stopped because there's 1, 2, 3, 4, and then it starts again for the standing agenda items. Because I added board days of candidates.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Because that would be a new item.
Oh.
That's not a standing item.
I just thought I'd put it on the staff announcement. But I'm going to take it.
Yeah, I know. Or are you edited already?
Yeah.
Joined.
Tanya, can you do something about whoever that is?
Yeah, I believe it's Jose's line. He's on a cell phone, and so I'm having trouble connecting him and getting him. I'll hang it up.
Should I call Carlton?
I was about to do that myself. Let me do that on the other line.
All right.
Actually, I'll just be right back.
All right.
Nick.
Left.
Devananti Luxing.
Joined.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. What is your name? I didn't catch your name.
Oh, Devananti Luxing, Trinidad and Tobago Computer
Center. Oh, okay. Hi. This is Matthias. I can tell. We're still waiting for Carlton.
Oh, okay. I thought I was late.
You're not. He is. Nick is actually just calling in.
Okay.
Trinidad and Tobago isn't doing too bad either at the Olympics, right?
No, we got our silver.
Silver in what, in the 100 meters?
100 meters, yes, that's right.
Oh, okay. It's amazing.
Just dominating.
The Caribbean is athletics. They're incredible.
Yeah. Both male and female, yeah.
Yeah. Especially Jamaica. I'm sure Carlton must be happy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think he actually missed 200 meters yesterday because he was in a teleconference, I think.
Oh, there. What, ELAC? Was this the ELAC teleconference? Or?
Yeah, it was a teleconference about the... No, it was about the travel policy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nick.
Joined.
All right. Did you get a chance to talk to him?
Yeah, I got hold of him. He's just running a bit late. He said he'd be maybe 5 minutes. Do we have apologies?
I didn't get any.
Have they not gotten hold of Vanda or Jose?
I don't know. Well, Vanda, actually, she calls herself. Oh. What about Carlos? Is he still in Montevideo?
No, he's on the phone. He'll be along shortly.
No, I mean Carlos Aguirre.
I believe he's still in Montevideo.
Carlton Samuels.
Joined.
Hello, Carlton.
Hi, Carlton.
Hey, morning, everybody. Sorry to be late. I got a late start. I have to confess, I have to watch the Jamaican team at the Olympics, and I got a late start.
It's because you people are winning everything.
Well, we're winning a few things, and... I apologize. It took me a little while longer to drive.
Hey, Carlton, did you see the 200 meters yesterday, or did you miss it?
Yeah, I saw it. Yes, of course. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
There's I thought you were at the teleconference.
I think the whole country saw that.
I had it on a small television set in front of me with the noise off. I was on the telecon, but.
Well, congratulations to Jamaica. The British team, of course, are number three in the medals table, so we're having
That's right.
a particularly good year, too.
Yes, indeed. We're very happy. Very happy indeed here.
Quite a party, I reckon, is going to happen in Jamaica, really.
Well, this is why it's been so long. You see, the traffic, there's been a little commotion out in the streets. The people are getting a little exuberant, so they're stopping vehicles in the middle of the street and, you know, celebrating their flags all over the place and so on.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So, we have seven of us now.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know who's on the Spanish channel?
We do.
Yeah, we have Jose Luis. Sergio Salinas and Sylvia.
Oh,
and a male called Augustin. I've never heard of him before.
Augustin, he's probably new to Oliver McQueen.
Could be, yeah.
Well, I think he's actually from Argentina, though.
He's actually from Argentina?
Yeah, he's an Argentine number.
Huh.
I've been unable to reach Vanda.
Yeah, she asked for a call out.
Thank you.
We haven't started just yet, right?
No, we haven't.
Okay.
Well, we have seven of us. We need about nine.
Okay.
So I'm giving it a few more minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carlton, just while we wait, we are putting together a couple of emails, one specific to each region and one which is globally applicable about the election of ALAC members. Since there's one
right.
member of ALAC that is up for election in each region. And since most regions don't have any really specific details on how to run elections outside of meetings, we had come up with a sort of outline of how, you know, as a proposal to use the ALAC rules of procedure mechanism for electing liaisons and offices, which, with your kind permission, we would propose for people to consider. I mean, obviously, they'll have a written version.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Well, when we have the staff coming, we could just kind of outline that.
Sure.
So we can see that we have that, and there was quite a to do on the non-com position too.
Yeah, is that settled? It sounds like it was pretty much unanimous that Matthias would get reappointed.
Yeah. Well, the plurality is definitely for Matthias to be reappointed. So
yes.
We are just going to say that that's what we... Okay, well, my friends, it's, I think we just have to go ahead when somebody is coming in.
Well, we might have Skype.
A... Huh?
Sounded like someone coming on Skype.
Okay. We may have a few of the regulars. Carlos is in Montevideo at the LACNIC IGF preparatory meeting. And Jacqueline is there too.
I'm sorry?
Andres Piazza is there as well. So a couple of our regulars probably will not be available this morning. So that being the case, I think I'll just call the meeting to order. So,
joined.
1325 UTC. The meeting is called to order. The agenda is up on the wiki. I'm going to just get a quick roll call of the attendees to this meeting. Starting with the Spanish channel. In the Spanish channel, can I just hear confirm the attendees in the Spanish channel?
We have Jose Luis Barzalo, Sergio Salinas, Silvia, and Agustin.
Wonderful. Thank you, my friends. Thanks for coming on the English channel. We have Nick, Frederick, myself.
Matthias.
Is that correct?
And Dave.
And Dave, yes. So sorry. Dave is there as well.
And Matthias.
And Matthias, right. So I think we're in good shape.
Jose Medina is now on the call in Spanish channel.
Jose Medina has joined the Spanish channel.
Yeah.
All right. We're in good shape. So the meeting, I'm taking we're going to adopt the agenda as given here for the late start. We're going to ask Nick to make what necessary staff announcements they are, and we'll move right into it, Nick.
I talked to Cheryl Langdon Orr about an hour ago, preparatory to this call, about the travel policy conference from yesterday. I know that this is an item for discussion later, but she asked me to convey to all of you that as all of the RALOs will, except for all the RALOs that have teleconferences, which is four of the five, will be meeting before the ALAC teleconference on September the 9th. And so what she suggests is that whilst we give some time for Doug and Denise to come back to the community after the call, if each RALO could perhaps come to some, talk about its thoughts on the subject, and then perhaps the ALAC call on the 9th could be dedicated to what exactly the community wishes to do next, make a statement to the board, or whatever steps it may wish to take.
Okay.
Secondarily, as many of you know, the registrar accreditation agreement is up for revision. Spanish and French translations of the agreement itself.
Could you repeat what you just said? The last couple of statements, because we couldn't get through completely.
Yes, the registrar accreditation agreement has been translated into Spanish and French, as everyone knows, and there is an effort underway to create a statement on those proposed changes, and this will be emailed around shortly. Bo Brendler is taking the lead in the first drafting of that statement. You are most welcome to send your input to him. The consultation also is on until the 31st of August for all Spanish and French speakers. So any comments you care to make directly to the public consultation are most welcome. I encourage you all to take this opportunity to make a statement to help encourage further translations of this kind, and also because your views are important. Other than that, I don't think there are any other particular announcements. Frederick, unless you have any?
No particular announcements.
Okay. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Frederick. I am presuming that everyone would have seen the meeting summary from the last time they were posted, both in English and Spanish, on the wiki. I am proposing that we adopt the meeting summary as is. I didn't see anything that was out of order with this recollection by Frederick of what was accomplished on the last meeting. So I am proposing the adoption of the meeting summary. Is that agreed?
I should just give you a mea culpa. The Spanish translation is not yet ready because I took too long in sending it in. My apologies about that. It's been a very busy month of translations.
All right, Nick. Well, that being the case, I think we'll
Could you repeat the last statement, please?
Nick, we
were a little confused about what you were talking in the last statement. Could you repeat that, please?
Okay. I had asked for adoption of the summary notes from the meeting of 17th July. I mistakenly said that it was posted in both English and Spanish. Nick corrected and apologized for this Spanish translation, which is not yet up. I'm checking as I speak, and it's quite right, it's not yet up. Under the circumstances, I would then simply revert to the position of bypassing the adoption of that summary until the Spanish translation is available.
Okay, so otherwise we really can't say anything.
Yes.
Can I talk? This is Sergio from Argentina.
Yes, Sergio.
Good morning, everybody. Here in Argentina, it's 10:30 a.m. I would like to make some reflections about what just happened, because it seems that somehow that this is a concurrent fact that these documents are not available in Spanish nor in any other language. And indeed, we have a big problem now in ICANN. There are some things that are being showed related to the travel policy, which we call participation policy. And what we're talking about is a participation problem. You know, traveling is just an anecdote. And this happens because we don't have a document in Spanish in which we could, to which we could relate. About 2 or 3 years ago, Argentina proposed that all the documents of ICANN should be translated so that we can participate in the issues that were being talked in ICANN. We usually learn about these issues 6 months afterwards. And this is something to be reflected on. Six months after the New Delhi meeting, I think it's 6 months or more, that we were discussing this with two meetings that we had. There were two meetings in which there were participants from different sectors talking about these issues. And we just learned about these issues just recently. And the reason is because we don't have the documents in Spanish. Not to mention that if our representatives knew about this, unfortunately, none of those representatives are here, but let's assume that they didn't know. These documents, some of us are trying to learn English to find out what is talked about, what they write about in a language other than Spanish. But we also have a big problem. Those who have the power to translate and revision of those documents is ICANN. So we have a big problem that we should resolve as soon as possible, because it seems that we were just Muppets in a discussion in which there are human beings. We are just like wooden dolls. So I would like to propose a major effort to avoid this, because it also happened that we didn't have a regional meeting for the same reason that we didn't know. We were not aware. We didn't have the translations. We didn't have this or that. So we didn't know what were the ways to do that. And now we don't have an annual regional of Black Rallo in Latin America. That's all for the moment.
Thank you, Sergio, for that intervention. It is quite true that we've been struggling for a while with the translations. We have made some strides. We have certainly made some progress. It is not what we would all say is what is would be regarded as required, especially for La Coralo. But we take on board the point you make that we need to step up the translation requirements. You might know that the budget for translation has improved significantly in this budget and in this coming budget as well. It is something that has been troubling, and I can only say that we will continue to insist that the documents are available in Spanish. I know that at large staff has been very conscientious in working with us to make those available, and we will simply continue to see it until we get it right. The next item on the agenda is the application for the current status of ALS applications. There is an outstanding application from Internauta Chile. The document is posted on the wiki, as you know. The due diligence is now in progress. If any of our colleagues would wish to send in a comment on this application, we certainly would be happy to pull it together and pass it on to the ALAC, so that at the next ALAC meeting we can report a favorable recommendation from LAC RALO to ALAC for the admission of Internauta Chile as an accredited ALS. Any comments?
Carlton, if I may, we have gone back to the applicant on a few of the questions where we there wasn't enough of an answer to really be verifiable. And we will copy you in when those queries are sent to the applicant, which will be in the next day or two.
Right, Nick. Thank you so much for that update.
But that certainly, if anyone has direct knowledge of the applicant and would care to share that with Lakrala, that would be helpful.
Yes, it's yeah, I would consider that as within the realm of the...
This is Sergio. Can I say something?
Yes, Sergio.
We participated with Internauta Chile, and this is an organization that we know very well. It's been doing some work in the region, and I'm talking about Latin America, through internet in Chile since 2005. They have developed different activities related to with this community, and that could be verifiable. All the Spanish speaking in internet, we established May 17 as the International Day of Internet. We have worked with several meetings with this work, and we are aware of their job, their work. They are doing an activity right now related to we are aware of the job they've been doing in the region. We have interchanged experiences in the job. They are trying to close the gap in the area of and they are participating in activities in the south of Chile. We know that this activity is also done with some areas, and somehow this shows the activity they are doing in terms of the topic of internet. Most of these people are professionals in the economic and social sciences, and they actually do voluntary work to close the gap in the information and internet topics. This is what I can tell about what I know of Internauta Chile. Another thing is that they are participating in the Latin American Federation of Internet Users. That's another thing. That's it.
Thank you, Sergio. I'm sure with that knowledge, we will have no problems when it comes, once the paperwork has been completed, to give a favorable recommendation from Lakrala to the ALAC to have Internauta Chile admitted. As Nick said earlier, we are just waiting for the updated paperwork to come through, and then we will take a formal note and put forward our recommendation to ALAC. Hopefully this will be done before the next ALAC conference, which is on the 9th of September. There are a couple policy issues, colleagues, that you should be aware of. Nick has already spoken to them. There are two that still are outstanding with regard to policy issues. The RAA, Registrar Accreditation Agreement, is open for comments until the 31st of August. It is available, the translation is available in Spanish and French. I have read through the agreement and sat in yesterday on a briefing from ALAC and the SAC people. The main items, as I understand it, is there is a new enforcement rule with audit provision in there. There were issues of sanctions against registrars who violated the agreement. There's still some work there, that there's still a lot of concern there, because there are some people who feel that the sanctions should be clearly stated, and there should be financial sanctions with financial consequences. There should be suspension of privileges to add new registrants, and so on. There are differing opinions as to what those sanctions should be. There is issues of fee provisions that they're changing. ICANN is making a change to say that if you don't pay the fees to ICANN, there's a late fee provision attached to it. They want to register all of the registrars. There was some issue. I remember there was a automatic, if a registrar is decommissioned, deregistered by ICANN, there was an automatic 30 days suspension of the order of execution, and there were some other issues with registrant protections. So there are quite a few issues there to be looked at. It's a very complex thing. It's as one would imagine, it's very legal. They are going to be as they promised yesterday. There's going to be a kind of a document that comes out that will kind of put it all together for us and give us some guidance on it. I would only suggest to you that you, if you have a chance, go look at the document in detail and pay special attention to the treatment of registrants, as well as the sanctions that would be available. I'd say one thing more. The United States government, for example, is a little biffed with the new RAA proposals. From my reading of the note from the government, United States government, it seems that they're saying that there's no need for these updates because ICANN has not enforced the existing agreement. So there's a question of whether ICANN have the ability to enforce the agreement or has the will to enforce any agreement. It seems to me that that's what the issue is. But as I say, it's just one perspective. There are several perspectives out there. It would be good for us to have a look at it and make some comments as necessary. The other policy item that is available for comment is the independent review of the ALAC. Members will recall that...
Yes.
Joined.
Members will recall that there was an independent review of the ALAC. It was done by an outside party. The final evaluator's assessment was presented at the Paris meeting. It's also been posted. There's a comment period open until the 12th of September. Some of us have already commented. As you know, we've officially commented from Lacrallo, but additional comments could be made through the 12th of September. Essentially, for us, the most important thing is that the assessors believe that the ALAC is just getting its stride, especially with the introduction of the Rallos and the input from the Rallos. They have been very positive that in a bottoms-up kind of policy development process, this posture, this existing ALAC structure needs to be given some time to work. And so they were not recommending any major changes in the posture at this time. As I say, it is something for us to look at again, and if we feel that there are additional comments warranted, we would recommend that individually or severally we make the comments as appropriate. There is the CCNSO comment period that is coming up to be open. Members will recall that there is a comment period on the CCNSO ID and CCTTL policy development. This is the international domain name policy development process with respect to country code specific top-level domains. Most of us out in this region would be familiar with the country code top-level domain. For example, in Argentina, it's AR. In Jamaica, for example, it's .JM. That document is going to be posted in a little while. I would urge you to look out for it and make comments as necessary. I'm going to put the ICANN travel policy discussion to the last minute, to the last item on the agenda. So I won't follow the agenda items as posted here. I would mention that the proposal for the modification of the operating principles of La Corallo posted both in English and Spanish. Essentially, the proposal is that we amend the principles of La Corallo to make way for the election of a president with a fixed term.
Carlton, could you repeat that last part, please?
The proposal for the modification of the operating principles of La Corallo, the essential proposal is that the General Assembly should elect a president with a fixed term. Previously, we would have a president of the Assembly, but that position died when the Assembly closed. The proposal now is that we should have a president elected, and that president should be elected for a fixed term of 1 year with the possibility of re-election. The proposal is mounted on the wiki in full. If I could just read the current version and then the suggested text. It's Article 4 of the operating principles that is at issue here. And essentially it says La Corallo shall consist of a general assembly made up of two representatives from each accredited ALS. Those are to be named and removed freely by each ALS, and when that is done, it should be communicated to the secretary who these persons are. These persons shall be the official contacts for the ALSs before La Corallo. Then we mentioned that the General Assembly shall, to the extent possible, function by consensus. When we could not reach consensus, each accredited ALS in the General Assembly shall have the right to a single vote, and any matter submitted for the vote should be decided by a simple majority. We had a clause that says, in the event of a tie, the person presiding over the meeting shall cast the deciding vote. The suggested text keeps the first three clauses. And the very last clause says, the General Assembly shall elect a president whose term shall be for 1 year with the possibility of re-election. The process of election of the president of the assembly shall take into account the level of participation, leadership, commitment, and knowledge of the work of the assembly. In the event of a tie in the course of deliberations, the president shall cast the deciding vote. So that is the important clause that changes Article 4 of the existing operating principles. You would have noticed that there was lots of discussions around this on the list. The thing is that we are hoping that we will get this passed at the General Assembly. Any comments?
Hello? Carlton, it's Matthias.
Yes, Matthias.
How are you? I'm sorry for being late at the meeting. I made some comments regarding this clause or this suggested text.
Yeah.
And did you consider that, or did you include it in some other proposal?
No, the comments were noted, Matthias. We have all the comments. What the point of putting this clause up is that this was the clause that was put up by as a motion by the proposal, and that was accepted. All the comments will be taken into consideration and will be collated, and when we meet in the General Assembly, we'll use those as the basis to deliberate on the final clause could be put for the vote.
Okay. As far as we are dealing with electing a president, I agree with that. I think that we have to work a little bit more on the functions and the processes, but I agree with the proposal.
Yes, and those comments were well received and got significant support. Essentially, just let me repeat what Matthias says and put it together. The issue was that while there was a plurality of positions on the election of a president, there was also strong support for delineating the role of the president. And Matthias was strongly in favor of having, before we decide on the president, we should also decide on what this president would do. Since the term lasts for 1 year, Matthias was proposed, and it was strongly supported on the list that before we could accept a president, we should define what the role of this president is. Am I summarizing the position, Matthias?
Okay.
Sir, this is Sergio from Argentina. Can I make a comment?
Yes, Sergio.
I agree with most of what has been suggested. But I don't think that 1 year would be enough for a president. I think it'll be 2 years with the possibility of re-election, not one. Because now we know that in UNCOM, for example, we're talking about the same thing, that we're trying to have the president for the second year. But I don't think that a period of 1 year could be done in terms of what a Lacroix president could do. I think that it should be at least a two-year term with the possibility of the re-election.
Yes, Sergio, that is accepted. That was also one of the items on the list. I think we are generally agreed that for most of these positions, a minimum of 2 years would be what would be most appropriate. I think there's a general consensus on that. But as I say, you know, this is the proposal that was proposed. It is subject to change and debate, and that the term of office of the president would be one aspect of it that would be available for revision. Talking about the election of ALAC representatives, we know that there and representatives in general, the proposal is for a non-com, and as Sergio mentioned, we believe that there's a consensus for having a minimum of 2 years for the terms of office of all our members, elected officials. Matthias Altamira Gigina is the non-com that was proposed from Lacrallo. The indication is that we are reached consensus on Matthias continuing as non-com from Lacrallo region, and I think we are going to make it official very soon. So that much is evident. The board liaison candidates presentation. Members will recall that we requested a presentation from the board liaison candidate. The at-large staff has made arrangements for the candidates to speak to all of us on the 5th of September, 1300 UTC. So I hope we will all join in the teleconference so we can ask questions directly of the board liaison candidates. For those of you who might not recall, the two candidates are the incumbent Wendy Selsa, and the challenger is Bo Brendler. They are both from North America. Nick mentioned earlier that there was going to be an email summarizing the ALAC representative elections. You would know that these are coming up, some of these are coming up, and it would probably be just, not just that they're coming up, but we need to have a more definitive way of casting votes and so on. And this is going to be addressed in the email coming up. So we won't say anything more on that unless members have something else to say.
Could you repeat that last part, please?
I was mentioning that Nick, in the staff announcement, told us that there's going to be a writing that would be released shortly for each region on pertaining to election of ALAC representatives. It does not speak about just personalities, but the mechanisms by which these elections will take place. I was saying that suffice to say, we won't bother go much more into detail of this. We'll just await the email, and then we can take up at the next session.
Carlton, it's Matthias again.
Yes, Matthias.
I would like to add that the non-com position, and I would like to thank you all for reappointing me as for a new term, is just for 2 years. After a 2 year term, I cannot sit for another term, or I have to give the chance to another one, and then I can run for that position again, but just for 2 years.
Yes, Matthias, thank you for that intervention. That is actually correct. All right. We are going to discuss on the ICANN travel policy. Members will have seen a proposed...
I just want to say something. This is Sergio from Internauta.
Yes, Sergio.
Sí, Sergio. Just two things in relation to the points that you just touched, Carlson. The first thing is that if in the meeting of the of September 17, we're going to have a translation. And secondly, that in the case of Internauta of Argentina, we won't have any problems of voting for Matthias as representative of NONCOM. However, we want to make a note. They should send monthly reports or weekly or I don't know when they are having these meetings. But we would like to know what is being discussed in these spaces. You know, we're not sending them for individual representation when they should send reports for everybody. Our representatives in ALAC, they are sending only one of them. And it could, you could tell that only one of them is the one who writes the information, but only one of them signs. And if they send this information, it is very, very, very few information. You know, we should receive everyday information of the two representatives, not only one. It is not possible to have meetings by teleconferences, and we don't know what they are discussing. Part of the problems that we are going to deal with, which is the policies of participation, is because in 6 months, we didn't know that up until now that these things were being discussed about 6 months ago. So, anyway, we want more participation. That's all.
Thank you, Sergio. I accept the fact that we would like to have reports, but say also that we have actually had reports from Matthias, definitely, about what is discussed at the nominating committee. The role of the nominating committee, I know, is not well understood, and probably we need to do more general information, disseminate more general information about the NONCOM and the role that they play in ICANN, and that's probably where we need to start. So I take the point that, and want to underscore that your concern for more information about the NONCOM and through our representative to the NONCOM is required. I think that is pretty much what you are requesting, and I think that's reasonable.
Carlton,
yes,
I might have
yes.
a little further information on this subject.
Yes.
Cheryl Langdonor brought up with the chair of NONCOM that in order to decide whether or not a person appointed to the nominating committee, for example, from the LAC region, from the African region, in order for the at-large community to know whether or not to reappoint someone, for example, the NONCOM would need to be able to tell the community something about the activities of the representatives. Now, NONCOM has always resisted disclosing much about its work because much of its work involves choosing candidates,
right.
And of course, those people have rights to some privacy.
Right.
But in the past, the NONCOM has not also disclosed things like how many meetings does a person who is a member of NONCOM attend or not attend, and Cheryl has asked that at the Cairo meeting there should be a discussion with the nominating committee about more information being exchanged between the at-large community and the nominating committee. And in particular, it was noted that it's difficult for at-large to evaluate the choices of the nominating committee until that year's NomCom appointments are announced.
Yes.
And since the appointments are announced in September, yet the NomCom must be informed of the appointments from at-large in August,
okay.
Really the process is backward. We would actually want to see a situation where the appointments are made and then it is time to choose the next year's nominating committee members. So there is an understanding that there at the ALAC level that there is not sufficient information being exchanged between the NomCom and ALAC. And I'm sure that Jose and Carlos will be asking for any feedback that you all wish to make. One thing that may help is that we have recently ordered and received translations of the bylaws of ICANN into 10 languages, and the process of posting these is currently underway, and I have asked for an update on when those will be posted. Since so much of how ICANN works is actually in the bylaws, it seems that this will improve the ability of everyone who is not a native English speaker to understand the structure of ICANN, at a legal level anyway.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you for that intervention, because that's exactly what it is about. I understand that what the nomination committee does, and I understand the reluctance of them to release information en bloc. In fairness to Matthias, he is actually posted on several occasions snippets of information that he thought was useful. What Sergio is requesting is a more procedural or organized way to deliver information that we considered important, and I think that is reasonable. They move by Cheryl through ALAC to come to some kind of agreement with the nominating committee to make that happen. Will only help to answer Sergio's questions. Thank you very much.
Carlton, I could add something else?
Yes, Matthias.
I fully agree with Nick that said that we need somehow an information from NomCom to say, okay, this selection, this person that worked there for a year did a good work or not, or was a poor work or a medium work, is somehow in an objective way. And I fully agree with that. I think that NomCom, we have to make some changes personally on time frames, because we are wasting some meetings to announce or to promote the next nominations available, the next positions available. And this year, the 2009 period will be very important from the LAC region, because we have some members to reappoint members on the ALAC and other positions, other constituencies, and we will need to have the ALS very involved on the promotion of these positions. I think that one person like me or somebody else can do a good work in NomCom, but the work will be much better if all the ALS join this work, saying, okay, we have that position available, the closing date to present to apply for it is X day, so every ALS looks for a candidate on their members, within their members, and try to appoint or to present to apply for one position. I think that this process is just we have two
parts. One part is the confidential issue, the confidentiality issue, that as a member of NONCOM, I cannot say the internal process that we are dealing with, but I can surely, and I have to say, okay, we have this position available, this is the deadline to present the applications, please work on it, promote this position, and this is when the ALS come in.
Yes, thank you, Matthias. That's absolutely what, and I've seen those kinds of emails. So that's the point I was making. I think, based on the way it's set up now, you can only release so much information. But what Nick is saying is a more a broader view of the kinds of information that could be available, and I hope that happens. I think we should move quickly now, colleagues, into discussion about the ICANN travel policy. You probably would have seen or heard that ICANN has developed a proposal for a travel policy that would come into effect in the next fiscal year, which begins in June 2009. We had a quite a lively discussion yesterday with several of the senior ICANN persons, Denise, with responsibility for policy, and was it Brandt?
Doug Brandt, the Chief Doug Operating Brandt, Officer, yeah.
Who is the COO on the call yesterday. It was quite an interesting thing. We've had some discussions on our list about the travel policy. Essentially, the travel policy as proposed, and as I say, it's a very difficult read, and I don't know if they're committed to redoing the document. But essentially, what I get from the document is that ICANN is considering broadening its support, travel policy, travel support for the constituencies. But in broadening support for constituencies, then the at-large may suffer some reduction in support. The most important one for us is support for attending regional meetings. And there has been lots of discussions about that. I'm opening the floor now for discussions on this policy.
Carlton, if I may, just as a point of information, I have ordered translations of the current travel support procedure, and they should be ready in a few days. And as we have started doing, I will make the announcements in Spanish once the Spanish version is available and the other language versions the same way.
Yes, thank you for that, Nick. And that's good news for our native Spanish-speaking friends. But in the meantime, I think based on the feedback so far, there has been some really very trenchant comments, some concerns expressed about the impact of this policy change would have on the development of the RALOs, as well as the participation from below of the ALSs. So I'm opening the floor for comments from our colleagues.
This is Sergio from Internauta Argentina.
Yes, Sergio.
Sí, Sergio. Sergio, puede hablar. It seems that I, this is the interpreter, it seems that I miss Sergio. I'm trying to locate him again, but I can't find him. Sergio está ahí. It seems that I miss all the Spanish-speaking connections.
It's gone?
Mm. Yeah, all of them. Hold on a second. Let me check it out very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Sergio está ahí. Hello. Somehow it seems that I lost the connection with Spanish speaking. We're working on it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I have Sergio. Okay,
yes.
Sergio, diga. We are very concerned, especially here in Argentina, for what is happening and what is happening in all the ALS who participate with LACRALO. We understand that this is not a problem of travel policy, but it's a policy of participation, a problem of policy of participation. And I say this because who were discussing this topic? They were representatives of those that I know. They were representatives of the government of Argentina, people who go and whose travel are paid for, and yet they don't pay, or they don't want to finance the users. You know, these structures of participation, of the, they are based on the participation of the three sectors that that create a state. You know, the national state, the business sector, and the civil sector. In the test that we have developed in our country, every time we work with the World Bank and United Nations for Development, there has been a demand that we should work together in a round table, and that round table was with equality among business sector, civil sector, and state. But it seems that in this case, things are different. And, you know, the state and the business sectors have priority, and the civil sector is left behind. You know, yesterday we were talking about this, and at the very end, you know, one of our members was shut up. This is a discrimination problem. This is a problem of discrimination, and it is not an economic problem. Our businesses receive enough money or funding to be, so that, you know, the civil sector could be present and discuss things that had to do with this. In my opinion, there is no reason that the civil sector could not participate. It is really the civil sector, along with the business sector and the state, what are the best communication policies for their country and for the world. And this is what we're talking about, what we're arguing. We're not talking about travel policies. We're talking about communication politics. All of us want to have good communication, good concepts, communication, and we are pretty much being left behind. We're not discussing. We're not participating in this discussion. And that's why I'm not only opposed, or we're opposing from Argentina to all these kinds of policies. I think that we not only should participate, we also have to have a vote under the same conditions as well as the business and the state sectors. I don't think that we should be discussing things we should participate actively along with the business sector and with the state. There is nothing else for me to say, but I just wanted to talk about that concern. I don't want to talk about travel policies, but participation policy. In this case, we have been the weak sector. We are the weak sector in this, but do we have the right to be there present and argue and discuss? We should, these are rights that we have already acquired, the chair and the secretary are in the discussion, but we need at least one annual meeting of all the LACRALO. And, we should go actually from then on, not from then down. So that's all what I have to say.
Thank you very much, Sergio. We understand what you're trying to put forward here. You're making the call for equity. And, by whatever means we need to have equity in policy development, and that's what I think you're saying. Are there any other comments?
What about the statement we want to issue as all ALS or ALAC?
Cheryl's hoping, if I may, that all the RELOs would discuss this subject in their meetings, as you are doing, and that then at the ALAC meeting on the 9th, that would be the main subject of discussion, is what statement will be made and what it should say. And all ALSs would be invited to the ALAC meeting.
Okay.
Yes, that seems to be the consensus of how we're going to go forward with this, that there should be a statement from ALAC directly to the board on this matter. I think the consensus, as you would have noted from the list, is the ceiling that... the lack of travel support, especially for regional meetings, will really mean that there will be less opportunity for the bottoms-up policy development process to take hold, especially in LACRALO. I know most of the civil society groups that are involved here simply don't have the funds to come to regional meetings. I know that, for example, the university would never give funds to do this. And that's important. The other issue is whether or not we think that the face-to-face meetings are important. And the consensus, the overwhelming position, is that they are important. Every single region believes that we should at least have one face-to-face meeting, because that ought to be the meeting where we make most of the policy pronouncements of the region for the year. I don't think there's any give on that from any region. the question then becomes, in the event that we do not have the wherewithal to meet so that we can participate fully in the bottom policy development process, what happens next? I think that's where we all are. And, you know, we will continue to discuss these matters on the list. We definitely will have a consensus position crafted before the HALAC meeting so that we can give Carlos and Jose a clear directive as to what the posture is from LACRALO. As Nick says, it is important for us to individually, as many of us as possible, to join the ALAC teleconference on the 9th of September. And we can then show support for the various positions that we take. I would make one recommendation that it is important for us not just to think as a region, but look at what the other regions are saying and doing. And it's important for us, therefore, to access any documents that are developed by the other regions. It's important, I believe, so that we where we think we can add our voice to a point, we add our voice to a point. Where we think we can introduce them to a new concern, we should do that as well. That's the feeling that I have at the minute.
Okay, thanks.
This is Sergio. I agree with you, Carlton.
Thank you, Sergio.
This is Rudy. Can I make a comment?
Yes, Rudy.
Siga, Rudy. Yesterday, I mentioned this, but I think it's important to repeat it again. Even in the case of ICANN would not provide assistance or financing to be able to participate face-to-face in the meetings that were scheduled, I think that shouldn't prevent us from thinking of other alternative means of participation. For example, perhaps continue with the teleconferences, perhaps having them more often to improve the ALS participation using the technology available, perhaps that we could ourselves use or somebody else could help us. I think this is a right, the users to participate in the ICANN meetings through RALO, and I think as representatives of users group, it is our right. In fact, search for means so that our voice could be heard, even if we didn't have the best possible ways to do it. In that sense, of course, it is important to have meetings face-to-face because sometimes we don't have the means through other ways to work or to improve. But even with the limitations that we have, we should continue working for the benefit of our communities. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Rudy. I fully endorse that statement. I am one who is not all gloom. I believe that whether we're engaged in this process and we believe that it's important to our constituencies, then while we strive for the optimal approach, optimal way to work, I fully support Rudy in saying that we do what we can to make our voices heard. And even if you have to use guerrilla type tactics to get that done, I am for that. This is not to say that I don't think that face-to-face meetings are important, but I do not believe that we should give up the fight. We got invited to the party, and it seems that whether they like it or not, I'm going to remain for a little while, and that's how I feel about it, too. Any other comment?
Yes, Sergio from Internauta wants to make a comment.
Yes, Sergio, go ahead.
Diga, Sergio. Just one more thing. I agree with my friend Rudy in terms that we should find the means of participation like teleconferences and all that. I think that's a very positive idea, and that we try to participate as many of us, as many partners as possible. What I don't agree is that, you know, the rights that we already acquire, we should drop them. We already have some rights. Not only we should fight for what we already obtained, but also to fight for, you know, the participation at the same level between the sectors, the civil, the business sector, and the state. So all the members of ALS who participate in LACRALO, we should fight for these issues, not only in the participation, in the policy of participation within ICANN, but in addition, that this participation should be fair. I don't want to argue with anybody that our partners couldn't travel, because this is something that shouldn't be in discussion. This shouldn't be in discussion. Perhaps there are some people who propose this. What we should argue, or we should discuss, the policy of participation within the bylaws of ICANN, and to see what kind of participation we're going to have and how we want to participate. I don't want that the civil sector is just like a puppet. If we want a democratic participation, I think that we should have an equal participation and not to give up any of the rights that we have acquired so far. That's all.
¿Quién quiere hablar? ¿Carlos?
Thank you, Rudy. I'm sorry, Sergio. I agree with you as well. It's not a one
Gracias.
Or the other. It's
Gracias,
all.
Sergio. Es muy bueno oír de usted.
Carlos wants to make a comment.
Yes, Carlos.
Carlos, we're traveling right now, and we're returning to our city after visiting the meeting of the regional register meeting. And as Sergio says, yesterday we were in a teleconference of ALEC, touching about this topic specifically, and we have exposed our position in terms of the cutting of resources for traveling, and along with Carlton, we met with people of LACRALO and all of those who participate or who belong to the sector that is not part of the establishment. From my point of view, we're in a critical situation, and this is a show or a token of that crisis. The civil sector wants to be restricted, and I don't think we should allow that. We should share a document with the other regions in which Carlton and I especially, I think Jose is also involved in this issue, we should oppose to this. And that's why I share and I partake with what Sergio says. We need an active participation. If I can pretend or wants that us, the active civil society, wants to participate, if they are talking about the participation, this participation shouldn't be diminished. And this is a very important point.
Yes, indeed. I agree, Carlos. It's very important. We should not do anything that would diminish civil society participation. In fact, we should do everything to improve the participation. I'm totally agreed on that. And I look forward to more conversations on this issue and see where we can. I'm going to ask for the last comment, if anyone else has a comment. It's 49:40.
This is Andres Plaza. Could I make a comment?
Yes, Andres.
Andres. Okay, what I would like to add is that it got my attention in the meeting. One of the spaces was through ICANN, who offer a luxury lunch for more than 100 people accredited, who transfer with three members of the staff who live in different parts of the world, Mr. McCarthy, and they had documents, presentations, and immense resources to promote the participation of ICANN and the civil society, the bottom end of the community. However, on the other hand of the table, we're having this crisis, and to have lived through that crisis got really my attention. We really don't understand what are the policies that ICANN is trying to delineate, but obviously it really was pretty revealing in which this group of people had an enormous amount of resources with such a luxury, and at the same time, they are talking about reducing the expenses for traveling for the regular people. It just got my attention. That's just my comment.
Thank you, Andres. It seems that we have to look at how resources are organized. And while I don't have any problems with, people getting a meal or whatever for whatever, because there are lots of good reasons corporations do these things. And ICANN is a corporation. I keep on telling persons that it is an American corporation. It behaves like an American corporation, and that's what it is. And the struggle is to change it in a way that is more globally oriented, multi-stakeholder oriented, and so on. And that is what is on the way here. I am where Sergio and Carlos is. I do not wish to see any reduction in participation by civil society, and anything that goes against that grain, therefore, is to be opposed. That's how I feel.
Sergio wants to ask a question.
Yes, go ahead, Sergio.
More than a question, it's a proposal. If we could meet... ¿Dijo mañana? Perdón, Sergio, dijo que mañana. Mañana, okay. I wonder if we could meet tomorrow. It could be through Skype. And perhaps, we can draft a document, a regional. If there is something that we should reduce, is the expenses that ICANN has with the government or governments. Because in the meeting of Puerto Rico, three members of Argentina from the government, officers from the government, were paid by the fellowship. So what I'm saying is if each one of the participants of the officers is going to be financed by ICANN, then there won't be resources for the civil sector. But if we really force the government to use their own resources to discuss participation policy, it is important then for these governments to really pick the person or to select the person who they're going to send to talk about government issues, and us, the civil society, could participate equally. If we're talking about reducing resources, then we should assist the people who need these resources and not the government, who can actually pay for their own traveling. And that, you know, those the civil sector could be financed by ICANN. That's all I want to say.
Yes, Sergio, thank you. I'm not sure if you're talking about this group here that will meet by Skype tomorrow and the timing for that. I am available only for between 16 and 1700 hours UTC. So that might be an issue, but definitely I will send a mail by list. We have agreed that we would have develop a position from the Lac Rallo in time for the 9th of September ALAC meeting, and I think we can do that. I understand the position that you're saying is that probably ICANN is subsidizing groups or constituencies that it ought not to, because they have more resources available. That is a posture that is taken by others on this issue as well. So you have identified the government as one, or the GAC as one here that they might not subsidize. This is something, so you know, that the fellowship program that ICANN has, that allows, as I say, people would not normally go to meetings to get to meetings, that still continues. We're not sure whether or not it's going to be expanded, but we know that it still continues. Just a point of reference.
This is Jose Luis Barzallo. I would like to make a comment.
Yes, Jose Luis. Go ahead.
I really think that we should focus on what Sergio mentioned a few minutes ago. I think that we should focus is in the words of participation. I think the important thing is to have participation. We should focus on that. We have prepared a little statement of what could be our position. In a few minutes, I'm going to have access to the computer, and I'm going to send it through the computer so that you can have access, and then you can perhaps add or make your comments, and we have a statement that way. And I have used as a reference some of the words that we used today in terms of participation of the ILS. On the other hand, in terms of the topics, I don't want to pull aside all the topics we discuss. On the contrary, we should increase our participation. Continue talking about the topic of our representatives and reforms. So hopefully in an hour, I am going to submit this document, and then we could use that as to start with the proposals that we want. Thank you. That's all.
Carlton?
Yes.
For those who haven't recently read the ALAC statement to the board of ICANN on travel support, I will get it translated, but for those of you who are good at English and Spanish, it may save you some time. All of the issues that I have heard expressed yesterday and today about the travel policy, I think, were covered pretty well in that statement.
Yes,
so
it was.
So it may be that you can borrow from that statement or simply make reference to it and ask the board once again to reconsider on that basis.
Yes, Nick. It would be a good starting point.
I'm pasting this into Skype, and I've emailed it to you, Carlton.
Right. Are there any other comments? I want to give everyone on the telecast a chance to make a comment before we wrap up this meeting.
And now this is Sergio from Internauta, except just to see if we could meet tomorrow at either 16 UTC. And based on that, tomorrow we can argue that document and then propose it.
Yes, Sergio. What I'm going to do is once I get the document, I'm going to circulate it on the list. We're going to try to make a translation of it. I'm going to have to depend on my friend Carlos and Jose Ovidio to help with that. And then we will see if we could hash out a lateral position from it. So I am committing to 1600 UTC tomorrow, as well as making sure that we have a document that is fairly readable and understandable from the ALAC as the starting point.
We're asking about interpretation, availability, and all of that now.
Interpretation for the meeting?
For you all. Do you need it?
We probably would, yes.
Hi, this is Matthias. Maybe you can just ask the interpreter on the channel, because it would be the same interpreter.
This is the interpreter. Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You busy tomorrow?
No, that's fine. That'll be... what time? It'll be the
1600 UTC.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, I am available.
Oh, lovely.
Okay.
Great.
So we'll meet here tomorrow.
We'll meet here tomorrow, 1600 UTC.
Okay. Very well.
All right. All right. I'm going to call the meeting to a close. It's 9:53 my time here. Thank everyone for participating. This has been a fulsome discussion. We are going to meet tomorrow at 1600 UTC to specifically deal with coming up with a position from Lacroalo on the travel policy proposal. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Frederick, for helping us out here. Everyone, thanks for coming on. We will see you at 1600 tomorrow. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Matthias.
Left.
Nick.
Left.
Matthias.
Left.
Carlton Samuels.
Left.
Steven Antiluxing.
Left.
So we're done.
Conference Center.
Spanish interpreter on English.
Left.
A DECO operator.
Left.